see the Gemara on the Mvaf and the Aleph.
Umari that I saw al Nachal Esan. Bring it down to Nachal Esan. Is that roughly? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Bring it down to Nachal Esan. Esan kamashmoy kasha Esan is like it sounds. Hard. Sakti Gemara Tana Ravana, we learned in the Braisa. Minayin, from where do we know Le'esan? Where do we know about an Esan Shehu kasha that it implies being hard? Shenamar, as it says in the Pasuk, Esan Meshavecha. Your, what's that? You could call from that. A son, my shavecha, v'sim basela kanecha. Your strong is your dwelling, and your nest is placed in rock. So you see that a son and sela are related. Means hard. Va'omer, and it also says shimu harim. Listen, mountains, Esriv Hashem, the grievance of Hashem, v'ho'isanim, mois de'oretz, and the bedrock, the foundation of the ground. So again, you see that it's hard. I was talking to Paris last night. Why do we have to have the second pasuk? Fine. Acherim says, minayin le'esan shehu yashon. From where do we know that esan means old, original, not that land was brought from place to place? Shenamar, as it says in the pasuk, goy esan hu. It's a strong nation. Goy me'olamu, it's an ancient nation. So you see, excuse me, you see that Esan also alludes to the fact that it's original. It's not that land or dirt was brought from place A to place B. Zaktav Gemara Vaitava Arpin I saw, and you kill it from the back, bekoipitz, with a large knife, me'acharev, from behind. My taima. How do we know that the Arifas HaEgla is specifically in a particular part of the back of the neck? Maybe it's in any part of the back of the neck.
When you say my time, we don't always say what's the reason, but what really it's saying what's the source.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just saying, why are we makbid? What is this? Why are you makbid? What is the reason you're makbid that it has to be dafka, that part of the back of the neck? So, Tigamara Goma, we learn it with Exereshava, Arifa, Arifa, Mechata Sa'if. We learn Exereshava, Arifa, Arifa, Mechata Sa'if. Over there it says you do the Malika Mimul Arpai, and that's talking about that specific part of the back of the neck, and that's why you do it over here as well. The Mishnah continued and said, "Umekayma, and the place where you do the egla rufa aser milizroya, it's aser from planting umi le'aved, and from doing work there." So the Gemara Tana Rabbana, we learned to the Braisa. The pasuk says, "Quote asher lo yoyaved boy, that work should be not done with it, v'lo yizareh, and it should not be planted." End quote. Zok the Braisa, the Tanakama says, "Lisha ova." What that means is that it was not planted and it was not worked. Divrei Rabbi Yosha has the shita of Rabbi Yosha. Rabbi Yechanan says lehaba. Thank you. Rabbi Yenison says lehaba. What the pasuk means is that in the future, what we're saying is that once you do the egla rufa, the place where it is done, it's usher to plant there, and it's usher to work there. Someone brought up yesterday, well, we're talking about hard location, which means you can't do work there. So why do it's a little bit redundant to say that? Well, you can't plant there. Can't plant there.
Where you're sitting, leave. You can't work the land. You can't sit and leave. I can't sit on my computer and type.
You're gonna. You should know the answer to that from the Mishnah. Okay.
I'm wondering if it's about the past, then the Isser is on Eglah Rufa, right? But if it's
not
future,
it's not an isser. It's saying that this is the location that it has to be done.
If you have to do it, in
it's
a
criteria.
That have,
yeah.
But what if you do it in a place that has? It's okay. You're still saying?
No, not necessarily. No. It would seem
it's
like
not isser though. It's not.
It's not an isser to do that egla rufa there. But what location do I have to look for? Nachal Esan.
Even if that
Esan means hard. Yeah. For the truth of the matter is. That, as the Mishnah said, Nachal Esan is not Ma'akiv. So, in such a location, so the fact that it can't be worked and it, or it can, shouldn't have been worked or shouldn't be worked or planted, you still have to have that iser. What?
Because I can rake and I can
two different issues.
So maybe chisel.
Yeah, that's typing in your computer essentially. Right. And there's other things you could do with the land.
This issue of feeding sun is a different issue than.
I save it up all week to give someone a hard time. Thank you, Jonathan, for coming. Yes.
The issue of feeding sun is a different issue than, it can't be worked for classroom.
Right, but the fact that we say that that a sun is not ma'amid, that means potentially I could do the egg la'arufa process on a nachal that's not a sun. And if it's a nachal that's not a sun, I could plant, technically.
But you can't plant because of the yis.
That's right. According to Yedinson, I can't do it lahaba. According to Yeshi, I can't. It couldn't have been done. There was a question yesterday that it's a little bit superfluous because we already said that this is we describe the land, right? So I can't do anything there. Okay.
I don't understand that. If the land is bad, so you can work it, prepare it to make good. I mean, it's got to be bad land. And you can't do anything, like, just because it's bad land doesn't mean, like, you can't grow something. You know? Like, it's not saying it's impossible to grow something. It's just that's
okay. Okay, that could be. I mean, you're our local botanist.
It's not even botany, it's just, you know?
I hear. I don't know. I don't know. But regardless, yeah. Okay, so you're saying it's chalal, not a good question. Fine. Okay. Now, so, well, we continue first. Rava Omar, Rava says, to explain this machlaikas, Rav Yoshia and Rav Yenison. Sakhtar al Bazak Rava. Okay, while we're doing this, in the back of your mind, we had a similar Gemara, I think in Saita, about whether something means l'haba or l'sha'avar. Okay? So keep it in mind. Talk to Gemara. Lehaba, this is Rava Omar, Rava says, Lehaba, regarding the Isser for the future of planting or working the land in the place of the Agla Rufa, to cool the Alma Lai Pligi, that everyone doesn't argue. Meaning, everyone agrees that it's Usser to do. Why? Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, V'lo Yizareya, and it shall not be planted. It shall not be planted. It didn't say more precisely, Asher lo yizara, that it wasn't planted. Asher lo yizarea means more like it shall not be planted. Okay? From the fact that it doesn't say Asher lo yizara, which is specifically and clearly a past tense, and it gives something that's more of a vague Asher lo yizarea, so Rabbi Yoshi agrees that there's going to be an Isser from planting lehaba. Says Rava, ki pligi, when do they argue lisha avar? Whether there is also an issue or a requirement that this land where I'm doing the egla rufa was not worked and it was not planted. Now this is where we're up to, right?
Yes.
Right in the middle. Zakti Gemara. Rabbi Yoshia Savar, Rabbi Yoshia, who says the Isser is only lisha avar, he holds no. There is no Isser Lahaba, because Miksiv, is it written, V'lo Ye'ubad, and it shall not be worked, which is specifically and clearly futuristic. Miksiv, is it written, V'lo Ye'ubad, that it's a Nachal Eson that will not be worked? Because there, that will be clear, that it means Lahaba. But since it doesn't say Asher lo yi'ubad, which is 100% clear future, says Rabbi Yoshia, that tells me that the Isser is only the Sha'avar.
So the Gemara's coming back and saying,
and Ye'avei means what?
Rabbi Yoshia says, Miksiv, does it say in the Pasuk, Asher loy ne'evad? Does it say in the Pasuk,
does it?
Rabbi Yonason holds that the mashmos of the Pasuk is the future. Right. Rabbi Yonason says Why do I say that it means the future? Because miksiv, does it say asher loy ne'evad? Does it say asher loy ne'evad? And it wasn't worked? Asher loy ne'evad means I am only talking about the requirement for what kind of character we have. We're going to have to be patient a little bit in here because it's going to go back and forth. And the questions you have are terrific, wonderful, and great questions. That means that we're on the same page. But we have to let the Gemara continue for a little bit, okay? Let's see it one more time. Rava told us, Lagabe Lahaba, everyone agrees that it's going to be Asur. Because there's a diuk. Diuk number one is, it doesn't say, Asher lo yizara. Okay? Asher lo yizara would mean that it was not planted. The fact that it says, Shalo yizareya, connotes future Isur.
Also.
Ki pligi, says the Gemara, when do they argue? L'sha'ovar. The machlaika, as Rava said, is, does there exist a requirement that the land has to be not worked land?
Is that Rava saying that?
Rava's talking.
So Rava is saying, here's where Rav Yochanan Yosen and Rav Yoshio have an machlaika, is it's over the future. It's over the past.
Rabbi Yoshio Sovar, now the Gemara explains, what are they arguing about? Why do they hold what they hold? So we go to Rabbi Yoshio. Rabbi Yoshio, you hold that there's an Isser in the future, and there's also an Isser or a requirement for the past. Why do you say that? Says Rabbi Yoshio. Rabbi Yoshio Sovar, Rabbi Yoshio holds, Miksiv, is it written, V'lo ye'ubad? And it will not be worked, it should not be worked. Forget Yizareh, now we're going to Yehubad. Does it say, V'lo ye'ubad? V'lo ye'ubad would be mashma, lahabo. Which means I have, according to Rabbi Yoshua, if it said, Asher lo Yizareh, V'lo ye'ubad, it will mean I have two psukim about this requirement, and both of them are alluding to Lahaba. Says Rabbi Yoshio. Asher lo yizareya, that I agree tells me something about the future. But when I look at the next part where it says Asher lo y, what's the next part? Asher lo y. Asher lo y. No. Ye aved. It says Asher lo ye aved. Says Rabbi Yoshio, why does it say Asher lo ye aved? It should say, Asher lo yu'ubad. According to you, you're telling me that there is also something, a requirement that the land has to be land that hasn't been planted or worked on. So it should have said, Asher lo I'm sorry, you're telling me that the land has to be future only. So it should have said, excuse me. Rabbi Yoshua holds. Miksiv v'lo yu'ubad. No. Rabbi Yoshia says, why does it say Asher lo yi'ubad? Asher lo yi'ubad would have told me that it means in the future it shall not be worked. It says Asher lo yi'aved. It should have given me the more precise words Asher lo yi'ubad. Okay? That's also the future.
Because it does it in past, right?
Elamai, it's telling me that it means that it wasn't worked on. Rabbi Yonason, and Rabbi Yonason, his opinion of why he says that it's going on the future, only because miksiv asher loy ne'evad, does it say asher loy ne'evad? You're right. Yeah, maybe it should have said v'lo yibubad. But it doesn't say either the more precise past tense of asher loy ne'evad, that work was not done to it. So since that's the case, when it says Asher lo ye'aved, that means the future. Says Rabbi Yonason, the only thing that the pasuk is telling me is a future iser. Okay. Now, frak the Gemara, v'Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yoshia, why isn't he medayik like Rabbi Yonason said that it doesn't say Asher lo ne'avad? It says Asher lo ye'aved. V'Rabbi Yoshia, you could put a comment in here. This is probably a good place to put some kind of footnote. And Rabbi Yoshia, why doesn't he agree to the diuk of Rabbi Yoshia's son? That Lamaisa, it doesn't say Asheloi Ne'evad. It doesn't say Asheloi Ne'evad. Since it doesn't say Asheloi Ne'evad, Rabbi Yonason's diuk, Lachaira, is a valid one and a good one, and Rabbi Yoshia should agree with it and then come to the conclusion, like Rabbi Yonah's son, that there's only a future Isser, but there's not a past requirement. And for the Gemara, no, quote, Asher, end quote, the word in the Pasuk of Asher, that, when it says Asher lo ye aved, that's Asher is not a commandment. Asher indicates that we're telling you a historical fact.
Like that was.
That's right. Asher l'sha'ovar mashma. Asher is mashma l'sha'ovar. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yoshia agrees in concept, in theory, to Rabbi Yonason, that Asher lo ye'ubad, I'm sorry, Asher lo ne'evad, would be more mashma l'sha'ovar directly, but since it says Asher, it's almost like the word Asher lo ye'aved is something that could go either way. Something that could be going forward or backwards. Asher tells me that the ye'aved that the pasuk says is telling me a condition of the karka, that it has to be something that was not worked. Okay? And therefore he doesn't agree to the diuk of Rabbi Yonason to say that it means that it cannot be that it shall not be worked in the future only. For Rabbi Yonason, Rabbi Yonason also has this word Asher. Asher, just like Rabbi Yoshia says, Asher tells me that laying of aid is a past thing. That's what Asher does. It's not a commandment. It's a historical thing about this thing. Asher, that it is. We're recounting, so to speak. We're telling you what kind of thing it is. Says the Gemara, Asher, the word Asher, ribuyahu. It's coming to be marba, even other avoidas, as the Gemara will explain. And therefore, since Asher is there to tell me a riboy, since Asher is there to tell me a riboy, it's not, I can't use it for teaching me that ye'aved means past tense. That's what the Gemara says. All right. It's a very easy Gemara. Good? Maskim? Easy Gemara. Easy peasy. Fimizok in second grade. Good?
Needs less speaking out, but it's...
Yeah, but it's easy peasy. Okay. Good, weiter.
I don't agree with that, but I think there's a lot to talk about over here.
Well, you're standing, so maybe... Go ahead. I'm kidding. I'm going to speak it out again, and then we're going to go weiter. Okay? There are times in life... some of you for sure can relate to this. In the computer, I'm sure it's like this, and in lawyer. Sometimes you look at something, can't make heads or tails, and then you go weiter, you go to something else, and you come back. Makes a little more sense. Then you take another break, and you come back, and it makes sense. Okay? That's hopefully what's going to happen over here. But let's first speak it out, and then you'll come back to it tonight, tomorrow, Shabbos, Sunday. All right? We have a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Asher lo yizareya, Asher lo ye'aved v'lo yizareya." We have a machlekes Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yoshia says that the pasuk of Asher lo ye'aved v'lo yizareya is telling us l'sha'avar. It's a requirement for what kind of ground, okay? Rabbi Yonason says no. It's telling us lahabo. It's telling us that once you do the egla rufa, it shall not be worked or planted. Rava, this is Shitas Rava. It's not necessarily true that everyone agrees with this, but this is Shitas Rava. Rava says that the machloikes, they're not mutually exclusive. The machloikes in this brisa is whether lahaba also is true. Everyone agrees. I'm sorry, whether l'sha'avar is also true. Everyone agrees lahaba. Everyone agrees that there will be an Isser once the Egel Arufa is done. The question is there also an Isser l'sha'avar? Okay? That's the question. Which means, Rabbi Yoshia says, there's l'sha'avar, there's a requirement of what kind of karka it has to be, and lahaba, there's going to be an Isser. Rabbi Yenison says, no, you could do it on any karka you'd like. I mean, it should be an Achal Eisam. But what the Pasuk is telling us is that there's an Isser from here on in, from doing Avodah or from working the land. Then the Gemara says, why does Rabbi Yeshua say what he says, and why does Rabbi Yenison say what he says? What is compelling them? What, where in the Pasuk do they see their Shita? And the Gemara said, Rabbi Yeshua had a diuk. From the fact that the Pasuk didn't tell us more specifically, Ye'ubad, that it shall not be worked in the future, it didn't tell us that. Why didn't it say that? Oh, the reason why it didn't say this, Dr. Yeshia, is because it's telling us that not only is there an Isser to do it in the future, but there's also a requirement that it has to be not worked and not planted. That's what Yeshia says. Rabbi Yenison says, I have a diuk from the other way. Why? If it is also coming the Sha'avar, then it should have said Asher Loi Ne'evad, that it wasn't worked, which is more precisely the Sha'avar. The fact that it doesn't say that, that tells me that everything is L'Asid, L'Haba, everything is for the future. And then the Gemara went back and forth with both Shitas. Why? What does Rabbi Yeshia do with Rabbi Yonason's Diuk? Rabbi Yonason L'Chara had a good Diuk. It didn't say Asher loy ye'ubad. I'm sorry. It didn't say Asher loy ne'evad. Right? Ye'ubad is mashma lahabo. Ne'evad is mashma l'sha'ovar. Right? That was Rabbi Yonason's diuk. Zok Rabbi Yoshia, yeah, but it says Asher. The Asher makes it that ye'ubad means l'sha'ovar. Because Asher is not a commandment. Asher is telling you what is required. Asher, that it was not worked. You see how we did that?
Can you do that part?
Yeah. Rabbi Yonason said, you know why I oppose your shita that it's l'sha'avar? Because if it was l'sha'avar, then it should have said ne'evad. Zog Rabbi Yoshia, I agree. Ne'evad would have been better on its own. But since, if I'm just looking at the word, ne'evad or ye'oved, but since the pasuk says, asher lo ye'oved, the asher tells me that we're talking about a requirement for the kind of karka, and we're not telling us specifically a lahaba. Asher, the word asher, that it wasn't planted, that's what that does. And therefore, even though in the diuk from the word of Ye'aved versus Ne'evad, Rabbi Yonason is correct, but says Rabbi Yoshia, the word Asher tells us that it's going to Shofar. And Rabbi Yonason's response to that is that Asher is telling us a revoy. Asher is coming to include other kinds of Avodah, as the Gemara will talk about later. And since Asher is telling us that, so therefore, it's not necessarily there to change the meaning of the word of Ye'aved. Therefore, it only means Lehaba. Okay? Talk to Gemara Vayter. U'mutter l'sreik sham, it's mutter to comb there, in the place of the Egel Arufa. Mutter l'sreik sham pishton, and it's mutter to comb there pishton, flax. Ulenaker shom avonim, and to to smooth out stones.
Chisel.
You're smoothing it out. You're chiseling it not out of the ground. You're chiseling it out. You're just sitting there, doing work on your stone. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a pasuk in a brisa. The pasuk says, "Asher lo yeved boy velo yizareya," that it was not worked and it was not planted. Says the Gemara, "Ein li ela, all I have from here is ria, that there's an iser to plant. Shar avoydas minayin, how do we know to prohibit and forbid even other avoydas?" Talmud Lomer, the pasuk teaches us, "Asher lo ye aved boy," that work was not done with it. Mikol makom, that tells us any kind of avoda. Ainli elas ria, all I have from the pasuk is ria. It says v'lo yizareya, that you cannot, shall not be planted. Shar avodas minayin, how do we know to include even other avodas that it's aser? Talmud Lomer, the pasuk teaches us, quote, "Asher lo ye aved boy," end quote, that work was not done with it. Work shall not be done with it. Mikol makom, that tells us any kind of avoda is going to be usher. Frek the Gemara, im kain, if so, that all avodas are usher. Ma Talmud Lomer, what is the pasuk teaching us? Quote, "V'lo yizareya, that shall not be planted." Why are we telling us that specifically? And for the Gemara, Lomer lach, to tell you, Jonathan, ma zriya miyuchedes, just like zriya is unique, shehi begufa shal karka, that it's in the guf hakarka, in the etzem land. Ah, kol, so too anything, any work, shehi begufa shal karka, which is in the guf of the land, is asur. Yotza, this is coming to exclude, srikas pishton, the combing of flax, v'nikur avonim, or the smoothing out of stones, she'enon begufa shel karka, which is not on the ground, it's not with the ground itself. You happen to be sitting there, but you're not using the ground for it, and therefore those things are mutter. But anything else that you're going to be doing with the karka is included, even if it's not planted.
So it's a miyut to the bow? Is that what we're saying?
It's a
miyut to the bow.
To the
bow saying miyut.
To what? To what? Not bow.
But it says lo ye'ave bow.
Right.
And we're saying that's mikol makom, that's any type of work, sharbodos.
Well, that we learn from Ye Aved, right?
And then we're going to be bringing lo
yizareya.
This is just only it's the groundwork. It's not everything.
Yizareya, Avoid is telling us that it doesn't have to be only Zriya. But Zriya tells us that when we say it could be any kind of avodah, it's only such a kind of avodah which is similar to planting that you're actually using the ground. As opposed to sitting there and combing flax, or just sitting there and smoothing out stones.
Correct.
It's like that's the only things included. One second, Michael. Frak the Gemara, the Ema, and let us say Asher lo ye oved boy. That when it says Asher lo ye oved boy, that work shall not be done with it. Kalal is a kalal. V'lo yizareya, and the words of v'lo yizareya should not be planted is a prat. Kalal u prat, em b'chlal elamashe b'prat. And I have a klal and a prat. The way we darshan it is, em b'chlal elamashe b'prat. There's nothing in the klal except for that which is in the prat, the exclusive, specific. Zriya in midiachrin aloy. Planting, yes, other things not. So why don't we say it's a klal uprat, meaning why are we darshaning it? That Loizareya tells us what kinds of avoida, anything like Zriya, is aser. Maybe it's a klal uprat, and v'di gemara, asher ribuyuhu, asher is a ribuy, and therefore we will not have the drasha of a klal uprat over here. And this is not necessarily going to go shtim like Rabbi Yoshi, right?
For the record, I did not need to have.
I know. But I want to. Yeah, I know you. I know. We did so many Gemaras like this. That's a good sign.
It's a good,
yes.
Good
flow.
Can you explain Rabbi
Yeshia's
Asher one more time?
Rabbi Yeshia.
Oh, it's the other.
It's only Rabbi Yonison said that Asher is a ribuy.
Because according
to him, we have this Gemara, this Braisa. This Braisa is not going to shtim with Rabbi Yeshia, who says Asher is not a ribuy.
So yeah, can you explain that opinion, that shita of Rabbi Yeshia? What does he use Asher for? How does he?
He says Asher is telling us that it's only the show of, that it's also the show of,
like,
but also in the past.
Asher is a past word.
It's telling us that it's past and not only future,
but
even though it says
Asher means past. It's past that happened.
That it did happen. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We'll hold it over here. Yes, Jonathan.